Can you update us on the NSABP B38 study?
B38 accrual is going extremely well. We're consistently over 180 patients a month accrued to the trial, so the community really has embraced it. We're very happy about that. And if we continue at that rate, we'll reach the 4,800 patients in a little over a year and close accrual.
Can you review the randomization there?
Sure.
And I'm curious how people are looking at that study now in view of some of the data that's come out in terms of estrogen receptor positive tumors and choice of chemotherapy.
There's three arms to the trial, and basically the one arm, in a sense, have two controls. We have the Taxotere control using the TAC regimen that's studied by the BCIRG, and our Taxol control, so to speak, is the dose-dense Nortonian regimen. The third arm adds gemcitabine to the dose-dense Taxol portion of the program. So it's a three-arm trial in that sense. I guess what you're asking is, improvement with dose-dense therapy seemed to be mostly confined to the ER-negative patients, largely confined then. Does that mean that dose-dense isn't something for a receptor-positive patient? My view on it is that the dose-dense therapy, it certainly isn't less effective than every three-week therapy. Clearly, the big step is in ER-negative patients, but it still has advantages in that therapy does get over with quicker. We haven't seen that as a problem. We still think it is a viable option because, really, the realities right now of adjuvant chemotherapy for node-positive patients is you probably should get an anthracycline, probably should get Cytoxan, they probably should get a taxane, and the recipes are all over the place. It does allow a lot of flexibility for off-protocol therapy for physicians and patients to make selections, but I think when you've got an active protocol that is looking basically at an optimal Taxotere regimen, an optimal paclitaxel regimen, and then a possible improvement, there's not a reason to reconfigure that study. I think the dose-dense arm still is a very reasonable treatment for patients with ER-positive, node-positive tumors.
As you've put patients on that study, what have you found in terms of side effects, tolerability of TAC versus, say, dose-dense AC paclitaxel?
You hear people that will make the statement that TAC is tougher. It's been very interesting looking at the toxicity tables. It really isn't coming out that way. The thing you do see from time to time with Taxotere, when people get infectious complications, sometimes they can get pretty sick with it. They can seem to be severe infections, but in terms of looking cross arms, we're really not seeing a difference. It's been surprising.
Of course, the growth factor is used in all three arms.
We're not seeing patients coming off study, not completing the therapy. So really the compliance to all three arms and tolerability has been remarkably good.
Same thing in terms of quality of life, fatigue.
Yeah, nothing's jumping out. And quality of life, of course, we're not tracking that as we're on the toxicity tables, but you do get reports of fatigue, but they're certainly not anything striking like grade 3 or, you know, real severe kinds of fatigue.